Have you ever gone on a sales call and you know what you want to say? You have a great product or service and you want to communicate the value of it to the customer, but you have this concern, you have this thing hanging over your head, and that thing is telling you, don't sound like a salesperson. Have you ever experienced that? Well, if you have, we're going to talk about it today. Hello, my friends. This is Mace Haroff. Let me welcome you to the Medical Sales Guru podcast and the concurrent Medical Sales Channel video on YouTube. I'm glad you're here. Sales reluctance is a problem in every industry, but I find it to be particularly prevalent in the medical device pharmaceutical world. And here's why. A lot of people who get into medical sales, they want to be able to do some good. They want to have a successful career. They want to sell their products. But yet there is this concern that they might be perceived as a salesperson. Now let's think about this for a second. Why would anybody think that you're a salesperson? I mean, number one, because you show up in a doctor's office or a clinic and you pass off a business card and you say, is Mrs. Smith there? I'd like to come in and talk to them about their product, their practice, whatever it is. So unless you're a practice consultant, what are people supposed to think? That you just come in and you walk around giving free advice? Here's the thing. Your customers know how you get paid. I promise you that. One of the things about selling in healthcare is everybody who works in healthcare, pretty much that I could think of, everyone who works in healthcare has at least reasonable intelligence. At least reasonable intelligence. I'm talking from the CEO, even on down to the people who work in environmental services. Now, you might think environmental services, that, you know, we're talking about janitors, they have normal intelligence. Yes, if you're going to be in environmental services in healthcare, you have to have normal intelligence to protect yourself and to be able to handle the types of environmental contamination and other things that you find in the healthcare environment. You have to know what to do with it. So you can't be dumb. You have to be trainable. You have to be knowledgeable, and you have to follow process and procedure. This requires normal intelligence. But many of the healthcare providers that you sell to are smart. They have above average intelligence. Not just talking about physicians, but almost anybody else, even someone who works in a non-clinical position, to do it in healthcare, they have to have at least normal intelligence or higher. And most people have higher intelligence. So there's no question in their minds what you do for a living. Now, why would I even bring this up to you? Why am I doing this podcast today? Someone recently commented on a video that I posted on YouTube. I don't know if it was recent or some time ago, but they posted that, Mace, I notice that when you're talking about selling your services, your products and services that I offer, the person said, you basically use the sales techniques that you teach. And this concerned him because he said, well, if I'm going to use your techniques and I'm in front of a doctor, isn't he going to know that I'm trying to sell him? This was the concern. And initially when I read this, I said, well, you know, why would you be concerned with that? But then I stepped back and I remembered this whole thing about call reluctance. People who work in this industry just don't want to come across as salespeople. So I think what they're really saying is they don't want to be perceived by their customers as someone who's pushing a product that the customer might not want. Now, let me answer that person's question. Do I have concerns about, for example, do I have concerns about you? If I'm using techniques to offer my products and services to you, am I worried about coming across like a salesperson? Not at all. Because what am I doing? When you say a salesperson, that's just giving it a label. Really what I'm doing is I'm talking to you about the pitfalls and challenges and skills that are required to succeed in healthcare sales. And if you have that, your job is going to be infinitely easier, and you are going to close more business than you would otherwise. I have the skills, the experience, and the learning programs to help you with that. In other words, if you want to achieve a certain objective, I know I can help you with that. Why would I hesitate to offer that to you? That's really what selling is. Selling is positioning a product or service that is right for your marketplace. This is what you do when you get in front of a physician, for example. Your job is not just to talk about your product. Your job is to help your customers to understand and see things that they may be unaware of. You know, keep in mind, I've said this many times, but it's worth repeating here. In your customer's world, if you're talking about healthcare professionals, whatever they're doing is working, or they wouldn't be doing it. Now, one of the reasons that they stay with things is because if it's working, it's good enough. And they don't really know that there could be something that could deliver a better outcome or streamline their processes or save them money or reduce their risk. They don't know about it. That's where you come in. You are really providing a tremendously valuable service, whether your customers buy or not. That's the thing. You should always feel good about going in to see your customers. It doesn't matter if they buy your product. I get it. It matters to you and it matters to your company. But from the purely idealistic perspective, when you get in front of a customer and you help them to think about things that make them aware, that help them to see obstacles that maybe they haven't seen before, to identify risks that they're unfamiliar with, and to help them to realize that they could make life and outcomes better for their patients, better for the institutions they work with. When you could help them to see this, you are doing a tremendous service, whether they buy from you or not. Now, when you position properly, and I've talked about positioning before, but when you position properly, all you're doing is offering your product, which should be a good fit. In fact, if you do a good job, it should be the ideal fit for their needs, which are based on whatever it is that they do, the goals they want to obtain, the outcomes that they're trying to produce, the risks they're trying to minimize or eliminate for their institutions and for their patients. When you do this, you're doing a great thing. Why wouldn't you want to offer that to them? You see, it doesn't matter if they recognize that you're trying to sell them something because, number one, they know that that is what you do. It is what you do. You are a bearer of solutions, not for everybody, but for those healthcare professionals and institutions where your product is a good fit. And you have conversations with your customers to determine whether or not your product or service is a good fit. Ultimately, it's up to them. You're more or less a guide, and you're able to offer what you have and compare it to what they're currently doing. Remember, your biggest competition isn't the sales rep who competes with you every day. Your biggest competition is the status quo. That is whatever the customer is doing. For example, if you offer a way to do a treatment or a procedure that the customer isn't doing at all, you still have competition. The competition is the status quo. That's what it is. It's very, very important that you perceive value in what you offer. It's critically important because you can't feel good about being a professional salesperson. You can't feel good about walking in to see your customers unless you feel good about what you're selling, unless you believe with everything that's in you, deep in your heart, that it is going to make their lives better, the patient's lives better, and somehow it's going to improve the overall services that are delivered to the patients in their community. You have to believe that. You have to believe it's the right thing. Because when you do believe it's the right thing, you're going to be much less hesitant to walk in and talk to them, to share what you know, to be their guide and walk them down the path that help them to recognize what their colleagues are doing that might be working a little bit better than what they're doing. You see, selling is something to be proud of. It's not about pushing something that the customer doesn't want. And that's what amateur salespeople do. They focus on the product. They focus on the service. And it's just, here's my product. Buy it. Here's my product. Do you want to buy it? Here's my product. It does what your product does, but I sell it. Buy it. It's all about me. Buy from me. If you sell that way, then yeah, you have a reason to be hesitant. You have a reason not to want your customers to see you as someone who tries to push products at them. But if you're the type of professional who cares about your customers, who cares about really making a difference with what you do, that's going to come across. And it's going to be welcomed from the standpoint of hearing about it. And even if they don't buy from you, they will ultimately respect you if you deliver value on every sales call, on every contact, whether the customer buys from you or not. Deliver things that way, and your sales reluctance will basically disappear. And it's okay to be a salesperson, if for no other reason, because that's how you get paid. And your customers know what you do. So many salespeople are hesitant to put the term sales rep on their business card. In fact, a lot of times their companies don't want to put it on there. They'll put technical representative, territory manager, king of this town's medical, I don't know. I'm just being silly. The point is, you're a salesperson. That's how you get paid. And when you sell a product, if it makes a difference, then you've done some good. That is what your job ultimately is. It's to do some good. And when you do enough good, you know what happens? You get paid for it. And you get paid very, very well. It's all predicated on how you sell, how you approach the customer, and how you allow them to think about doing things differently so that they're not married to the status quo like they were before you came along. If you want some help in being able to do that, I can help you with that. Check out my online training program and support program called Medical Sales Academy at medicalsalesacademy.com. It is the best investment you could possibly make if you're looking to learn the skills of the top 1% in this industry and to have different conversations with your customers that they will welcome having with you. So, you've got a great opportunity here. You've got an opportunity to make a difference with your customers in your territory and to bring glory to your company and who you are by doing some good. So you spent enough time listening to me. Get out there and do some good. And don't forget that whatever you do in your medical sales career, the patient always comes first. No one's more important than the patient. Have a great day. Have a great week. And I'll talk to you again soon. This is Mace Haroff for the Medical Sales Channel on YouTube, and the Medical Sales Guru Podcast. Bye for now.